ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, money grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, sky.
You're so hot.
VIP me, put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the fantasy football hustler, back at you. And oh yeah, we got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk going down. What is up? Shout out to the crew. Let's see who's up in the chat right now. We got KPZ in the house. That was good. Let's get 38 days left. 38 days until the start of the NFL football season. Let's go. And as of right now, we got this week. This week is going to be the first NFL action that we get in the 2024 regular season, because we got the Hall of Fame game coming up, which isn't, you know, going to be much going down, but still, we still get some real football. We get the Bears. We get the Texans. I'm hosting squares for that as well. It is going to be it's going to be fun. Smoke some weed. We'll watch the first action that we got in football. Emil, what up, bro? Emil in the house. Yeah, yeah. Said football is back this week. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it. And you know what we got to get right now? Let's get to some smoking.
All right, all right, all right. Fire them up.
I got a bunch of news stuff that happened like over the weekend. So we'll give you some of those quick hitters first.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day.
Ron, what up, homie? Bro, so I went to this crazy event in LA, and I got all this cool weed, and there's some weed that I don't know what it is. So right now, we're smoking a mystery strain. There was some weed, like, I didn't even have enough stuff to put my weed in, so I put some of it in these raw cone containers, and we're smoking on one of them that doesn't have a name. So yeah, let's see what it's all about. Let's see what it's all about.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
And you.
Take advantage, man.
Bro, it was you who said it. I asked yesterday. I guess you didn't hear me. Bro. Booyah! We got the golden goat. We got the golden goat. I got to throw some of this in my grinder, roll a joint with it, but smoked a whole eighth of it, minus a couple shavings. And yes, I got the golden goat, bro. Got it. Yeah, I knew it was you who said that, but I couldn't remember 100%. But yes, and I found it. It was only like 1 mile away from, the hotel that I was staying at. Got it. I got to save that, man. Yeah, we got to smoke it. We got to smoke it. I mean, we're not going to smoke it all today, but I got some good smoke for this week.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is. You got perfect time. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker.
But all this weed I got is so good, though. So good. Woo. It was a good trip. It was a good trip. Got down there. Dude, I was so fucked up on Friday. I ate like way too much edibles. I think I had like 500 or 600 milligrams, thinking that, you know, I'll be good. Let's get this for the plane. Then I'll be feeling good. man, I fell asleep like on the plane and it was like I never woke up. I mean, I did, but you know that feeling when you're just like hella tired and hella lethargic because of edibles. And man, that's pretty much how I felt, like not stumbling through the airport literally, but feeling like that, feeling like my legs are just moving somehow. And but we made it. We made it. And said, God damn, I'm jealous, man. Said this Monday. Oh, yeah, it's dope. I got a lot of gas. We got a lot of gas. And say, so excited for preseason on Thursday? Yeah, definitely. I host squares for a lot of the preseason games. We'll be hosting some squares for the preseason game. Texan Stevie, what up, bro? What's going down, you motherfucker? All right. Who's ready to get to some news? So, did you guys hear about the Tua deal? Man, Tua got paid. 4 years, $212 million. And the way, I mean, because it's like an extension, right? Like that's, you know, the way that all of this kind of happens is like an extension. He does get, you know, some cash up front right now, but it lowered his cap from $23 million to $9.5 million this year. So opened up some space for them to go potentially get somebody. Got a lot of playoff based incentives apparently. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love, 4 years, $220 million. Oh man,
straight cash, homie.
Dude, got those dollar bills,
dollar,
y'all.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Man, yeah, they got paid. They got paid. This is it. They deserve it. They deserve it. Like, is Tua, like, is he one of the best QBs like in the NFL to where he deserves to be one of the highest? Not really. And if this worked on like a pay scale where like every single year people were getting, you know, paid based on what they bring to the table, things would be a lot different, but it's really not the way that it works. It's all about the next man up when you get paid. Hey, Tino in the house. What up, Tino? Uh-oh, what'd you share over there, Tino? What's the video of? I don't have YouTube pulled up to where I can get the link, but I will in a second. Emil said Prescott about to make $60 million. Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? Like, all of these deals are backloaded to where they're not getting that last year anyways. So, like, that's what I don't get. But, yeah, I mean, he should. He should. Uncle Jerry, pay that man his money. Pay that man his money. Tino said, Tua showing the money. Hell, yeah. Where is it?
Show me the money.
Let's get it. Show me the money, baby.
These are the ABCs of me, baby. I do not dance, and I do not start preseason without a contract.
And Emil said, can't tell me that Trevor Lawrence is better than Tua. Well, here's the thing. Like, when we compare players to each other, we're comparing, like, a player on a team compared to a player on a team and, like, who's, like, around them. Like, are you telling me that if Trevor had Waddle and Hill that he wouldn't be doing better than he is right now in Jacksonville? Because if so, like, I don't know, you're kind of smoked out, right? Because like anybody given better weapons will do better, you know? So that's tough. I feel like, I mean, for anybody who thought T-Law was going to come out and kill it right away when going to a Jags team that is just straight up garbage, you know, I mean, it's trash. It's a trash team. Like now they're getting a little bit better, but now they got more competition. Like now they got more competition. They got the Texans to deal with. What up, Bakes? Let's smoke it up, bro. Were you here yesterday, Bakes? Did you hear about my weed adventure to LA? It was fun. Tina said there's one more top 10 QB who needs to get paid. Can anybody else guess who? Well, not Dak, right? I mean, we already mentioned. I mean, I'm assuming you're not talking about him. Who are you gonna say? You gonna say Purdy? You gonna say Purdy? Toyota One, what up, bro? He said, pay that man his money. Hell yeah.
Straight cash, homie.
Let's get it. Let's get it. They deserve to be paid, man. Fuck these owners. Yeah, there we go. I was right. Yep, Texan Steve. I told you I got you, bro. You are on it. You are on it. You got to pay to officially lock it in. But yes, you are on the board. I'm pretty sure I sent it back to you, didn't I? After I marked you down, I'm pretty sure I already sent it back. Tina said people would be shocked how much Purdy makes. Yeah, because he's gonna get paid way less than everybody assumes. I mean, that's really what's gonna happen. Like, Purdy's playing with house money. You're gonna have to get to a second contract or a third contract to get really, really paid like a franchise QB. Especially the 49ers, man. They don't fucking pay anybody. They don't pay anybody. I mean, one of the pieces of news that we got right now is how there's literally no update or anything new happening with Ayuk and what's his name? Trent Williams. I mean, they're like, I'm pretty sure both are at camp, but they're just there in regular clothes, chilling, you know, all that kind of stuff. Tino said he'll get what Tua got. That's how it works. No, it doesn't, because Purdy wasn't a first round draft pick. It wasn't like he's probably going to get extended way earlier than Tua did, but he's not going to get as much money. Like, that's how it works. Like, if you get extended earlier, more often than not, you're taking team friendly money, but it's because you're not a first rounder. Because first rounders are the only ones who get that guaranteed fit. Well, I mean, it's not guaranteed. It's the team. Fuck, what the fuck is it called? The team, I'm just totally fucking spacing on it. Where the team can keep you around for the fifth year. I don't know why I'm spacing on what it's actually called. Derek, appreciate you, bro. Salute. Tim said, that's why on the 49ers, everyone's trying to get paid now. No, it's because guys like Brandon Ayuk are on their fifth year contract. Trent Williams, yeah, man. I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to get paid before Purdy, because there's a lot of people who could be in Purdy's situation doing the exact same thing. Because it's not like they're winning the huge games. They're losing all the huge games. Who is this? Naylor is likely to be the favorite number three. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is one of the ones that I had on here as well. Yeah, Naylor. Ray McLeod has been running routes with the first team firmly in the slot role. Yeah. Now they have a reason to play three wide receivers out there. Patterson got a lot of first team reps during practice. Yeah. What's up with everyone who's on the Vidal side of things? I mean, he's like fifth or sixth on the depth chart or some shit. Like, I mean, I told you guys that it was going to be a lot of work for him to move up the depth chart. Everyone's like, oh, there's nobody there. But like, who the fuck is Vidal? It was like a fourth round, fifth round pick. Like, he's nobody. But that's what I mean about like the rookie hype. Like, people, I mean, you know, there's guys who are legit, like Vidal's about to be starting. Like, you know, he's going to be starting this year, like somehow. Like, no, no. And Tino said, what round were you drafted? He said, what round where you were drafted doesn't matter how much you're getting paid. He said, unless it's the first round. What? I mean, the higher the draft pick you are, the more talented that you are and the longer of a leash that they will give you. Is this when they took some first team reps with teammate Cooper Kupp? Cooper Kupp saying that the rookie's pretty special, huh? Tino, Adam Thielen is not super paid. He gets paid 3 years for 25 mil, and they're saying that he's potentially going to get cut this year because he's getting too paid. So, yeah, I don't know. Hella paid compared to, like, Garbageman and you and me and, like, you know, everybody else in the world. Yeah, he's hella paid. But 8 years, 3 years, 25 mil in the NFL, I mean, that's backup money. That's backup. Uh, Chris Jones, ooh, suffered a groin strain in training camp. That's not good. He's not really someone that I'm targeting for IDP, but not good for the Chiefs defense, right? We saw like how much of a difference he made. Cat Chris, Chuba Hubbard appears to be more explosive in training camp. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that everybody thinks that Brooks is just going to come in and just be the guy. And I mean, I was always of the mindset that they're going to be a 1A, 1B, unless Brooks is just like that much better. But for whatever reason, I mean, they like Chuba like over there, they really do. And I don't think he's just getting thrown out with yesterday's newspaper. Where you're drafted has nothing to do with talent. Yes, it does. It has everything to do with talent. Or else why wouldn't everybody be drafted lower? Or why wouldn't so many people get drafted lower than what they are? Or actually, why wouldn't so many people get drafted higher than what they are? Like, come on, man. Like, like maybe reword that, because where you're drafted does not have nothing to do with talent. Instead, Purdy was the last pick in the draft. Basically, he was a top 10 QB. No, not in real life. In real life, he's not a top 10 QB. Like, he's not. He's not even close. He's like a game manager who has like some of the best playmakers on his team. No. There's a lot of QBs that you could have put on that team that they probably would have won a Super Bowl with that team. Purdy cannot. Purdy will not. He's not going to win a. He's not going to win a championship. He's not a franchise QB. Because like you could go to all the other teams, and we don't even know if Purdy is a starter. Like it's literally because it's the 49ers, and why would they pay someone like Purdy some insane amount of money when they can go get anybody better than him? I mean, I know like timing wise and everything would need to like come down to it, but like, yeah, they don't want to pay a QB. Like they don't want to pay a lot of people. That's why they've been having so much of this drama like every single year going into training camp. Last year it was Nick Bosa and Debo, right? Or no, maybe Debo was the year before. But yeah, I mean, for sure it was Nick Bosa like last year. And look, now it's Ayuk and Williams, you know, I mean, their best linemen and, you know, one of their top weapons, one of their top four weapons that could start literally on every single team in the NFL, probably even be a number one on a lot of these teams in the NFL. So like, and both of those guys were first round draft picks, right? And they're still fucking around with their money. Why would they just boss up and give Purdy like some crazy money? Like it wouldn't be happening. And Tino said 25 mil is nice for never being drafted. Yeah, look at how many years in though. I mean, come on. He's been in the league for a long ass time now. And yeah, you could say the same thing about Tom Brady, but let's go down the list of how many people those are compared to how many people we never knew their name. They didn't get a second contract. Like you're talking about these unicorns. Like, is Brock Purdy a unicorn? I don't know. We'll see, because he still doesn't win big games. Like their team is like literally one of the best constructed teams in the NFL. And Tina said, how much is a lot of money to you? I mean, his money's a lot of money to me. That's what I said. Compared to like you, me, like a whole bunch of people. Like, yeah, that's a shitload of money, but not to the NFL. Texan Stevie said, good news for the Texans if Jones pulled his groin. Why? When did they play each other early? Emil said Purdy's only good because of the system he's in. I mean, I wouldn't say he's only good because of the system, but he's as good as everybody thinks he is because of the system. Even take Tom Brady. If Tom Brady goes anywhere other than the Patriots, he does not end up as the GOAT in a lot of people's eyes. Because probably doesn't win one Super Bowl in his life if he doesn't go to the Patriots. And Tino said, it's funny, Emil, because no other QB did good in that system. Purdy did. Well, everybody else just got hurt. You forgot that? Because Jimmy G did good, brought him to a Super Bowl. Trey Lance. People are still saying that Trey Lance could be a starter right now somewhere because of how good he did on the 49ers. Like, get out of here, Tato. What do you mean nobody did good? Everybody just got hurt. Do you still realize that there's people out there who say that we still don't know? Like, look at how good Trey Lance did with the 49ers. Like, he's still good. Could be something. You realize there's people out there who still say this shit. They're idiots on fantasy Twitter, but they're still idiots who say this shit. And it's literally because he did so good in such a short amount of time. Yeah, crispy, but he's so pretty. Ron said, who's your favorite handcuffs this year? Man, I don't like to play the handcuff game. That actually seems like, I don't know, just like really, really, either got to play in a really deep league. That's really it. You really just got to play in a really deep league, because I hate RB handcuffs, drafting them anyways. Because like, I want to be the guy when you see things happening, and we see running backs making moves, just little things. I want to pick them up like that a couple weeks before they like really turn on. I mean, because those guys, they'll get drafted on my team, and then I'll be like, dude, look at this. Look at Puka just sitting here, and I got the first overall, you know, waiver wire. Like, I got to dump somebody for someone like that. And yeah, it's not going to be Puka this year, but we're going to see someone ball the fuck out in week one. And I got to be there to put my waiver claim in on them. And I got to dump guys who aren't going to be like starting. So that's why I try not to even draft the RB handcuffs. Like, and I don't consider Jaylen Warren an RB handcuff. Like, he's got his own independent value, even if it's not crazy. Chuba Hubbard, I would not consider a handcuff. Like, I really think both of those guys are going to be splitting some kind of time, and that Chuba could have his own independent value as a flex spot. Those would be the only guys I'd be drafting, you know, like a B-Rob and Eckler. But yeah, I really, unless I'm in a super deep league, and I'm not talking dynasty, I'm just talking redraft, I'm not talking best ball, you know, I'm just talking redraft, and I just don't want to draft guys like that. Tino said, Dak don't win the big games either. I mean, that's why I ain't getting paid, right? So when you don't win the big games, it's easier to say, you know what, we're just going to wait. We're going to wait a little bit. I'm not saying it's right, but yeah, it is. It is what it is. I mean, yeah. Oh my gosh. Tina said, Trey Lance and Jimmy G were not top 10 QBs. They manage games. Purdy manages games too. And Purdy actually just stayed healthy. And let's remember, Jimmy G didn't play with CMC. Okay. Like, Purdy literally has the best running back in the NFL, the best blocking tight end in the NFL, one of the best receiving tight ends in the NFL. And then he has Debo and Ayuk. Like, come on, man. Like, it's funny that you're acting like, I mean, everybody sucks who plays around him. And it's like, it's nice to like build him up that way. But like, realize Debo was drafted in the second round, pick 36 overall. His top two wide receivers were picked in the first round of the NFL draft and as the fourth pick in the second round. He's very spoiled. His running back was drafted in the first round with the eighth overall pick. Like, we got to stop acting like Jimmy G, who actually brought their team to a Super Bowl, was not good because he got hurt. We got to stop acting like he wasn't good. And we have to stop acting like he had CMC on that team, because everybody acts like CMC was playing with Jimmy G multiple years ago. And he wasn't. Anybody who plays with a running back like CMC automatically gets easier passing lanes. And you know that, Tino. That's just a fact. Because when you're that good of a run threat, you cannot, like, you want to stack the box versus putting everybody back in coverage to defend against Brock, someone who still hasn't proved himself to be I don't know. This is a top end QB in the NFL. He's not a top end QB in the NFL. Johnny in the house. What up? Ah, Tino said, yeah, I deleted that. That's fucking funny. And Tino said, 21 TDs, 4K, Purdy the manager. I mean, I could go down the list of all those weapons again. Because, like, how many of those were receiving touchdowns to CMC where he just had to go, hey, CMC, beep. You and I could throw touchdowns like that, Tino. Let's just be real. Come on. Brady and Aikman were both game managers. See, like, I mean, everybody hates on my take when I say that Brady is the best game manager of all time. I'm not the one who turned game manager into an ugly saying. Like, game manager to me is someone who is not asked to do more than the team is ready to do. Like, when the Patriots were built for running the ball and playing defense, they didn't have Tom Brady go out there and throw it 50 times a game. That would just mean they would automatically lose, because that's going against the style of football that they were playing. And Bill Belichick just, he just handled it. And what are Tua's top two wide receivers drafted? Well, I mean, Tyreek was drafted in the fifth round. So, you know, like, you can't really talk about him having high. Like, he got Mike McDaniel's just smart. He went out and paid Tyreek. Get him over here. Get him over here in our system. What about Dak? Cooks was drafted in the first round, wasn't he? I mean, we all know CD was. Cooks was drafted in the first round, I think. And Tino said it's a team sport. Yeah, it is. And Brock's nowhere near the best on his team. Not even close. And that's why he ain't getting 60 mil. That's why he ain't getting 60 mil. Eli Manning was a game manager, not Peyton. I mean, Peyton's defenses sucked, like, so often. Like, I mean, he had to put the teams on his back. Tina said, to be fair, the only QB to play with no more highly drafted wide receivers in the top 10 is Mahomes. Yeah. And that's why Mahomes, like, will eventually be the GOAT. He'll eventually get there. But, yeah, I mean, Mahomes turned Tyreek Hill into Tyreek Hill. You know, like, remember when I guess it was, like, the year before where they finally started uncorking him. Like, where he was more than just, like, I don't know, the wide receiver four on their team and just, like, a punt return guy and a kick return guy. He was just too electric. Like, he had to get the ball in his hands. Johnny said, if your QB can't manage the game, you're fucked. Yes, but game manager, it's like, you got game managers and you got gunslingers. I feel like those are kind of like the two, you know, the opposite ends of the spectrum of, like, where you can be, you know. Texan Stevie said, was Dak a third or fourth rounder? He was a fourth rounder. And Tony Romo got hurt. He, like, broke his back. Like, in the preseason, that was, like, the last of Tony Romo. And Dak came in and handled biz. And a lot of it was Zeke, right? Because didn't they get drafted the same year? Zeke has, like, a fucking, the best year of his career as a rookie. Derek said, game manager, get the ball to your playmakers by any means necessary without turning the ball over. That's a good definition as well, for sure. Yeah, Romo wasn't drafted high. Romo wasn't even drafted. But it took players getting hurt in front of him. That's really what it is. It's luck, right? But the sports version of luck is when preparation meets opportunity, okay? So we will say that these motherfuckers are lucky because, yeah, had fuck, what's his name? Bledsoe, right? Wasn't it Drew Bledsoe who got hurt? Wasn't it he got hurt, ushers in Tom Brady, and then he gets hurt, ushers in Tony Romo. I mean, that's really what it is. It's like opportunity. Like, go look at, I mean, damn, I'm trying to think of some other guys. I know there's guys out there who I just can't think of. And Tex Stevie said, that's why Dak's not getting paid. Well, it's because Uncle Jerry, his pocketbook is a little bit tight right now. Manager means that your boss means you're the boss and you, you jump that ass if you run the wrong route or miss a block. And what Tino said, I just dropped the coach speech. Right? Johnny said backing up Bledsoe was a good career move. And who would have known? Right? Because like at the time, I'm not going to say he's like one of the best like at the time, but I feel, I mean, he's the super top end for sure. And he's just like the ultimate passer, right? Like, I mean, he's never running the ball. He's just like this crazy like pocket passer, like pretty high average on like yards per season and stuff. And yeah, he just gets ushered into a new NFL. Shot Texan Stevie, look at Carson Wentz with the Eagles with Foles. Yeah. Carson Wentz gets hurt, wins a Super Bowl ring as a not even playing. And everyone thinks he's a bum after that. Like, that's what's crazy. He was on like an MVP like type tear. You get hurt, Nick Foles. There you go. Statue with a cannon for sure. For sure. And Tina said, if you ever do a motivational speech, just quote the first 30 seconds of Tupac Changes. Works for every scenario. Change. Man, that's funny. That's hilarious. I see no changes. Get up in the morning and I ask myself. All right. Crispy said, bum ass Wentz. He is a bum. He is a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now. All right. We got a little bit off on some tangents, but let me go down some of this news from over the weekend. Calvin Ridley suffered an ankle injury during practice. We don't know the extent, but just something to monitor. Dude, I mentioned this yesterday. CJ Stroud got stepped on, got his foot stepped on. And then they said he was like limping like later on, like, man, come on, just get the fuck away from him. Get the fuck away from him. Get a little bubble like around him. Come on. Like, it's different if he gets hit. Like, I mean, people aren't really hitting him, but come on, you step on him. That's like the worst. That's the worst. Joe Mixon didn't practice over the weekend. They didn't say why. It was undisclosed. Ricky Pearsall, hamstring injury. So he's, they said he was working on the side. He wasn't like not there, but he's still just like doing individual work, trying to get up to speed, which I don't like that. I mean, well, I like that he's progressing, but I wouldn't want to be drafting him in redraft. Right, Johnny 6'4", 315, stepping on your foot and cleats is legit ouchies. Yeah, and like, especially like not just on the foot or like the toe or something, you know, like imagine, you know, if he's like looking this way and the lineman's coming this way and just like steps on his ankle, you know, like that's your fuck. It's probably better if they just step on the foot, then it's like maybe just a toe issue. But if you like just fucking right into that ankle. Crispy said, foot stepped on, fucking puss. Texan Stevie said, Mixon hasn't practiced in a week now. Yeah. Still undisclosed. I wonder what's going on. For everybody who has Debo Samuel on their dynasty teams, Debo said that he is not opposed to running kickoffs or that he's willing to run kickoffs. So we'll see. That'd be cool with the new kickoff rules. Apparently, DeMarcus Robinson, his teammates are talking him up, saying a lot of good things about him. Let's see if he can carry over. Fuck. Woo! Damn, I said, God damn. Woo! All right. Now we're feeling good. Now I'm feeling good. Edema said another one. Let's go. Woo! That was a good one. Kind of grabs you by the boo-boo. TNS said, I'm surprised that they don't make cleats that protect your foot from getting stepped on. Right. Even if it was just for practice. Even if it was like practice ones, you know. But it was like Johnny said, 6'4", 315-pound motherfucker stepping on you. Like, they're just, you know, no matter what. It's got to be like a pillow, like, on that. And he said, hold up, you just reminded me of something, Huss. How do you feel about the oven mitts in baseball? That shit's funny. It just looks funny. That's it. It just looks funny. For real. D-Rob. I know. Dude, I mean, that's what it is. With the QBs, we got to bubble wrap them. We got to bubble wrap them. Like, there could be times where they could get hit. You know? Like, there should be, like, you know, there should be some kind of hits. I know. I mean, they have to get hit somehow to get their body ready. You know, that's the tough part. But doesn't have to be by a lineman stepping on you. Johnny, finally some mittens in the majors. All right. Let's keep going down the list here. Micah Parsons will play more off-ball linebacker under Mike Zimmer. Now, see, now this could be very nice for his fantasy output, for sure, for sure. Because if he's just a guy who's rushing the passer and pretty much being used like a traditional D-end, his value is only so much to me. He gets used as an off-ball linebacker more. He starts covering the running backs a little bit more, getting tackles, or at least in the position and given the opportunity to get tackles versus just rushing the QB like every single play. I like it. Tim said, I played baseball my whole childhood, and not once had my hand been stepped on. I said, what the fuck are you worried about? Anything, I had my forearm smacked on a tag, it hurt way more. Yeah, yeah. I mean, getting your head hit, you know, like, yeah. I mean, I wasn't the guy who was stealing a lot of bases. So I guess that's really what it comes down to. And I think it's also, I don't think it's just for stepping on. Like, what if you get hit with the ball? I mean, I know that it is, you know, very, very highly unlikely that, you know, your tiny little hand is going to get hit from, like, how many feet is it? Like 180 feet or like 200 feet or like some shit like that. I don't even know what the distance is from home to second. But if your hand gets hit by that ball, that shit would fucking hurt. That shit would fucking hurt. And Toyota One said that Cali weed be hitting. You ain't lying, bro. You ain't lying. Tino said the whole arm guard. Get it. Yeah, right? Just protect everything. Protect everything. Christian Barmore was diagnosed with blood clots over the weekend. Fuck. Per New England. He's currently seeking treatment. Has no timetable for return. Fuck. Damn it. Which is why I'm releasing my new product, the whole arm guard. That's funny. So it's an oven that goes all the way up to your armpit. That is funny. Uh-oh, Hollywood. Sing about Hollywood. Sidelined from practice on Sunday with an illness. Oh. Miles Sanders has been getting early first team reps in Carolina on Monday. Man, see, like, Miles Sanders is still there. He's still there, and he is still a veteran in the NFL. I don't know why people are acting like Brooks is just going to come in and be the guy, like, day one. The Jets are expecting Hassan Reddick to report to training camp. Did not say when. I'm not falling for this trick again, Sanders. Yeah, I'm not either. I'm just saying, like, for anyone who's all on the Brooks hype, I don't know. I don't really know how many players I'm going to be targeting from the Carolina Panthers. Like, they legit might have one of the worst offenses in football again. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of people fell for that trick last year. Oh, okay. I finally made it down to where we were talking about Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. So Brandon Ayuk is a hold in. He's there. He's just not practicing. And Trent Williams is a hold out. So he's not there at all. And Brock Purdy You know what he said? He's ready. He's just as ready as everybody is in the chat for him. He said, quote unquote, I want to be dominant. Let's see. Let's see if he can be dominant. Hufanga is expected to return in a week or two. So that's promising because I thought he might end up missing some games during the season, which there's no guarantee he's still going to start, but he makes it back to training camp. I mean, that's just one step closer, right? Gino, he said that DK has another level and he wants to unlock it. I like it. I like that. If Gino can like make DK even better, that's what we want. Because DK has not really been better, I'd say, since Russ left. He's been very, very similar. But if he could take DK to the next level, let's get him up over 15 touchdowns. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. 1,400, 1,500 yards. Like, let's see some shit like that. That'd be super cool. Ryan Tannehill. He said, it'll be fantastic if something comes up, but I'm not waiting on pins and needles. Y'all watching the men's final gymnasty right now? I mean, gymnastics? No, I'm not going to be watching men's gymnastics, no. Texan Stevie's, that could help my dynasty. There we go. Quentin Johnston making a very good impression in training camp, apparently. And he's been making outstanding tough catches, is what they say. I'll believe it when I see it. I ain't seen nothing. Tino said, we are fucking up China. Johnny said, I forgot it was the Olympics, to be honest. I mean, I don't have, that's all on cable. Like when I was in LA. It was, that's one of the things that's on, like, all the channels. Sanders is a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now. Adema said, should I trade Stroud in my dynasty? Worried about a sophomore slump. It depends on how much you can get for him. I'm only trading him if I'm getting the world for him. Because that's how he's being valued right now. I mean, there's some leagues where he's literally the number one overall drafted QB. So I would find someone who thinks of him like that. And that's who I would try to trade him to. Yeah. Kirk Cousins is going to sit out the preseason. Surprise, surprise. Godwin has been the standout. And that's according to Mike Evans. I mean, of course, they're going to build each other up. But, apparently Godwin's killing it out there. They asked J.J. McCarthy about starting, and he said that he's more focused on getting better, not when he'll be starting. And they pretty much came out and said, like, it's going to be Sam Darnold. Like, they don't want to ruin this kid in, like, the first part of the first, you know, potential 5 years that they could have him. And that's very smart. That is very smart. For the Commandos, Jamin Davis, his roster spot is not safe. That's something I've been saying for a few weeks. I mean, after you go get Luvu and Bobby Wagner, I mean, what are they really, you know, Jamin Davis is just going to be second string option at best. Bo Nix working with the first team offense on Thursday and Friday for the very first time. Stefanski said Nick Chubb is right where he needs to be. Let's go. We want to hear that. Jalen McMillan, apparently, for the Bucks, they say he's impressing so much that he looks like he's going to be the favorite to get that number three spot. So Trey Palmer, I mean, that's the guy who, I mean, kind of thought would be the three guy, like, over there. But he might be in trouble. Let's see, David Njoku, he's working through an undisclosed injury, he's working on the side. Jahmyr Gibbs, let's go, let's fire up the hype train. He took part in the wide receiver and running back drills on Thursday and Friday. It's just drills, though, just drills. Gibson, he's going to miss a week or two. He has a lower body injury, Xavier Gibson for the Jets. Huh. So this one was interesting. Russ Wilson. So he suffered an injury, and Fields has taken the first team reps like since then, but he continues to look inconsistent throwing to receivers. Let's see. What up, Chase? What up, Chase? Yeah, I don't know about Russ or Fields. I get nervous about them. So Javonte, remember Javonte Williams are saying that he might get cut, and all of a sudden he's impressing earlier at camp, and he says he's looking much more lean than he was. So he's putting in work. Vidal, yeah, we were talking about him earlier. He's buried on the depth chart. He's like fifth or sixth on their depth chart right now. So he's someone I'd definitely be paying attention to. But everyone who's getting like super excited about Vidal, like I think it's unwarranted. I think it's unwarranted. Jamar Chase, still absent from training camp, and it's all related to his contract situation. So Jamar Chase, we think he's going to hold out? Think he's going to hold out? Aiden O'Connell took the first team snaps at QB all week in 11-on-11 red zone drills for the Raiders. So this is very early, but I wonder if they're going to give O'Connell like every opportunity to actually be the starter out there. We'll see. We know Gardner Minshew's ready. Let's see. Drake London left practice early on Saturday, so he said he got overheated at practice. Lamar, he was battling an injury, but he's since returned to practice. And Coach Stefanski says that Jerry Jeudy is very, very close to returning to practice as well. And there you have it. That's all the news that I got from over the weekend. Appreciate you guys rocking with me. And how about we smoke more weed? Yeah. Where is it? Let's smoke some weed. There we go. Ice Cube, motherfucker. Chase said Twitch is acting up. What's happening on Twitch? There's definitely something wrong. Something was going on, because even at the beginning, it said that I couldn't. The Twitch stream just like stopped for whatever reason. So I had to like stop it and then restart it. I don't know. Tell me the numbers of the league, Texans, Stevie. I'll pull them up. I'm going to go pick the first one of my leagues in the next couple weeks. Would it be crazy to take the Sun God over CMC? No. Wouldn't be crazy. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. Smoke family. If you a baller, nigga, I'm a Hall of Famer. Lion tamer with 2 4-5 framers. Understand that your life's in danger. Did your mama tell you not to talk to strangers? Little nigga, I'm the hillside stranger. Have a banger. Calling for the long ranger. Most rappers, they wanna fuck Sanger. I'm a nigga, that wanna own Topanga. G4, G pull it up out the hangar. A little something to fuel you niggas' anger. Swine, I'm your face rearranger. In a mansion, cause Jesus born in a manger. Motherfucker, belong on Jerry Springer. I'm a gangster, up in your CD changer. Oh, yeah. You guys ready? The Wafers Tournament. We are officially filling the spots for the Wafers Tournament. Tournament's going to be bigger this year. It's It's going to be some cool prizes as well, just like there was last year. The grand champion gets a dope custom Wafers 420 Crew Letterman jacket. So fucking dope. The link, it's a free tournament as well. You don't got to pay. Don't got to pay. Go sign up. You can only sign up for one spot. So pick the spot that you want. There's like 28 different options on there. The goal is to fill 28 leagues. So we got a lot to go. We got a lot of time to go as well, but we're going to be drafting every weekend. We're going to be drafting every weekend throughout August. Saturday and Sunday drafts. It's a single QB. I added an extra flex spot this year, more points and create more separation. But we already got the number one league. That one is drafting August 3rd, 9 a.m. West Coast time. There's already 8 people in there. Derek's in that one. Song's in that one. Lee's in that one. Drizzy Drake, he's the one who won it all, who's in that one. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Toyota One said got on the Wafers August 4th, I believe. Let's go double check. So I'm pretty sure. Nope, you're August 3rd, but at 5 p.m. West Coast time. Yeah, nobody. Well, actually, we do have a couple people on the August 4th. Smoke some weed. What Crispy said won't even let me load that. Edema, it's free. It's free. So this one specifically, it's a tournament that I host for the Wafers cannabis brand in Southern California. And it's going to be a fun league. Last year was really fun. I mean, I was doing recaps weekly as well. Johnny said he got in on the 12th. Oh, got in the 12th, August 18th, 10 a.m. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, you got to register on there. And then you register first, and then you go pick. And then you go pick a division. Damn. I don't know what this one is, but yeah, everything that I got in this this old school Ziploc bag here, that's like, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 different kinds of weed. Let's go with the Dynasty. You want me to grade your best ball team, Stevie? That was so long ago. But I guess we could go see. We can go see what it looks like. Yeah, Chris, we said I don't do Instagram. Don't worry. Just put something funny in there. It doesn't matter. But on your name, put your name, but then put Crispy in there. So then they'll, because I know that they know you by Crispy. So yeah, you could put, just make sure you put that somewhere in there. Let's see, where is this Superflex IDP 8? KPZ, what up? I'm in the Wafers. 15, August 24th, 3 p.m. Let's go. Tina, I wish I could Instagram. Yeah, KP's the only one league this year, but be hanging around, because if anybody who gets in, if they're inactive for 2 weeks and they're unresponsive, like they don't respond like at all, they're getting booted, and we're going to have people taking over teams. So you might get the opportunity to take over a team. And also, if you're just hanging around, like, I mean, if there's like one spot that needs to get filled, like the draft's about to start or something like that, you know, there will be exceptions for this, but it'll be like last second, like type thing. So you just want to be hanging around. It autoed a name for Instagram. I had the same thing. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know there's, I mean, I think you have to write something in there, but even if you put like no Instagram or something, like I'm sure that's fine. I know it's not gonna keep anybody from not being in the league. How about that? Texan Stevie, have you made any moves since the draft? Have you made any moves since the draft? There we go. Nice. Adema got in the waivers one. I know 1 through 10, I have to like assign people specifically. So let me go assign you. There you go. You get to be in the one that kicks it all off. Let's go. That one's got some heavy hitters in it. I like it. Gonna set the tone. Very nice. Okay, good. No moves since then. Perfect. So he jumped up a couple spots for Lamar Jackson. I'm not mad at it. Might have fell to you though. AJ Brown and Travis Kelce. I mean, that's money right there. Oh man, you got Mixon. You went with the homer pick.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Yeah, when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Bakes, what's that ringing? Do I have a tumor? It's for you. I think it's the devil. What? I'm way too baked to drive to the devil's house right now. So Lamar Jackson and Geno, I mean, that's not too bad of a combo there. I like where he got Metcalf. I mean, he fell pretty far to the 6-6. So AJ Brown, Metcalf, Evans, scary Terry. I mean, you don't have a lot of youngsters there, but I do like the five starters that you got right there. Let me see. How many would that be? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ooh, where's your 10th though? Damn, your 10th is going to suck, whoever that is. What up, Marty? Let's smoke it up, bro.
Let me hit that ball.
And what do you guys think? I got these premium live rosin dabs. You think I should bust into it? So the guy, it was one of the guys who was like throwing the show. They were so like stoked that I came from Vegas. Like, what? You came down to from Vegas just for this? He's like, dude, I got to get you something. And gives me this live rosin dabs, 2 grams. And I was like, what's that retail for in the shops? And he's like, 170. I was like, fuck yeah, man. You're the shit. You're fucking awesome. I was super stoked about that. Super fucking stoked. And Adema said, I'll do one with you, my man. Hell yeah. You smoking out of the Dr. Dabber, Adema? Hitting that Dr. Dabber? All right. Oh, man. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that. That's beauty. That's beautiness right there. Oh, dude, it smells so good. All right. Let's get everything set up for this. Man, that smells good. Fuck. I'm excited. That was the first time I opened it. I smoked a bunch of I'd say I smoked like 3 dabs of theirs. Oh man, you know what? I got a little bit of gunk on this. We need to hold on. I know, Derek, so you haven't done a dab in a minute, bro. Yeah, I mean, I haven't had the dab plug like before. And like, this would be, so, I mean, shit, I'd love to have shit like this on the reg, but man, should be hitting. Pricey. It's pricey. All right, let me clean this tool first. I don't even want anything else contaminating this this new stuff here. No, no, no. Not gonna let you do it. Yeah, and seeing, well, and I only have the torch for I mean, literally just to clean my dab tool, like at this point, because I got my Dr. Dabber here, and I don't need a torch at all for it. Okay, well, while that cools down, Crispy said I'm in something. Wafers. Which one? Which one did you get into? What number? Number 2. All right. And this one's a good one, too. So it's One Nation. He was in there last year. Ghost Monkey, Toyota One, Q-Tip, Bakes a Lot. One of our new 420 crew members, Zach. And his name's Wade, but it's WCH. He's in a bunch of he's getting in a bunch of the leagues and stuff now. So good. Number 1 and 2 are almost filled. Those ones are drafting this weekend. This weekend. Here we go. Dab, 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 dab. All right. I gotta wait for that to cool down. We don't want to come in too hot on this dabber here. Texan Steve, you still out there? You still out there? And he said, this is hilarious. So he's grading my draft and got distracted. And I just to want to make sure you're still here. Yeah, we're grading your team, got distracted. And really what it was is you don't have the 10th person. Like, that's what caught me off guard, is like, man, you got to go so far down now for your last person. Like that, that's no bueno. That's no bueno. Your last starter is going to suck. Let's go. Glob 30. We're almost there. I'm going to hit this bowl while we do this. Let's see the IDP, though. Man, so, I mean, I really like your offense. I'm grading it down, though, because of that last spot. You're going to have some shitty starter in there. I know that Will Anderson's a linebacker. You're going to get the value out of him being a lineman. Yes, Crispy, only one league. you probably will have the opportunity to join another one. Damn, where's your linebackers, though, bro? Fuck. Damn it. Like, why did you draft, like, no linebackers? I mean, it's solid. You got way too many D linemen. And like, you got good ones for sure, but man, you have no linebackers. I mean, you have Greenlaw, you got Peyton Wilson, Tavai. I mean, it's your IDP that makes me bring it down. It's not that you only need linebackers, but linebackers do the best out of everybody. So it's like, and it's almost like you avoided it. For whatever reason. So I'd say the offense kind of combined with that, it's probably like a C+. Probably like a C+, like, type of squad. Because I do like parts of it. I mean, there are parts of it that are, you know, really bringing the average up. But the IDP, I mean, portions of it, like, you know, like Sauce Gardner, I mean, you know, he's not really someone that we want to be targeting. He does really good for real life, but for fantasy, it's kind of like a shutdown corner who sometimes he'll score, sometimes he won't. Yeah, so I think this is like C+ status right here. Could have done better, but it's not like this can't compete. I would just be looking to potentially make trades somewhere along the way. trade away. I mean, when you trade away a next year draft pick, you do have to pay for that year, but that's how you make a move. You know, trade that first or second round somewhere for someone who can fill that flex. Maybe two players. All right. Here we go. Let's get this glob ready. Rock out. What up, homie? Sound like vetoes, but sometimes you need to, but people will vote just because they don't want a team to get better. Yeah, see, I mean, it's not going to be like in my leagues, we will never have vetoes. But it's because I'm going to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And like, there was a trade that I saw this year that wasn't that good in my eyes. And I was like, hey, and I tagged the person and I was like, you made this trade. Can you give me your thoughts on why you made this trade? And then they gave me their thoughts. It makes sense because people can have whatever ideology they want. It may be different from my ideology and that's fine. I just want to hear what people say. And then he put exactly why he wanted it. And then boom, it gets pushed through like right away. So that's really what it is. People should have the ability to manage their team however they see fit. And I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a real firm believer in that. And Will said that I just hear someone doesn't have any linebackers in an IDP league. So he has Will Anderson, who technically, you know, he's a linebacker technically. He had Dre Greenlaw, Peyton Wilson, Tavai, Barton, Jamin Davis. So those are the only line. I mean, that might as well be nothing, you know, in my eyes. So yes, and that's why he got a C+ from me. There was parts of it that were good. But yeah, you really needed that. You really needed more linebackers. Because I was almost going to give you this one, and I'll just do it because I like playing random drops now.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself. And Will said totally, definitely new to IDP. Yeah, I know he is. I'm pretty sure this is, I don't know if it's his first IDP league, but I know it's his first dynasty, like with us in this style. So, yeah, it's our man Texan Stevie. And no. Wafers is actually a very, very plain Jane like type of league. Single QB. I mean, there's a tight end spot. I think it's like three flexes, I believe. Uh-oh, Crispy said, grade my best ball from Saturday. Let me know, which one did we draft on Saturday? Tino said, zero linebacker strategy there. Says something new every season. Yep, didn't even know that he was creating a strategy. Didn't even know it. All right, here we go. Let's blast off. Crispy said, championship team right there. Let me know what... Let me know which one it is. Because I forget. All these are like blending for me. Was it Vic? Was it Seau? I cannot remember. Here we go. To the moon, baby. Ooh. Oh man, that's tasty. Man, that's some good shit. That's tasty. That's some quality right there. Man, that's good. Man, that's good. All right, Texan Stevie, we'll do your Reservoir Dogs. And then Crispy, let me know which one was Saturday. We'll do yours after. Let's see. I'm just going to look at the starters. Chase Harrison and Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson in the third. He's gone a lot higher than that now. Pacheco mixing. Geno. Man, that's crazy. You got Jaden Daniels before that draft even happened, I'm assuming. Because he doesn't even, like, look at there. Like, he doesn't even have a team name, like, there yet. Goddard. Oh, man, look at that. Parsons and TJ Watt. That's money. Garrett Wilson. Miles Garrett, money. But where the fuck are all your starters at, though? I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, well, I guess Dubs and Schultz. I mean, that's not that bad. That's not that bad. You got Jaden Daniels so much later than he's really going right now. That's for sure. Because this was so long ago. I like it. This is definitely, well, let's see the IDP. So Parsons, Watt, Garrett, Sauce, Pitre. Yeah, this is definitely somewhere in the B range for sure. Definitely somewhere in the B range. Ron said that Uncle Elroy sound bit so goddamn funny.
You got perfect time. About to start a little puff game in this motherfucker. I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
Man, Uncle Elroy is the man. Uncle Elroy. Everybody loves Elroy. Yeah, let's see. We do got a couple from Smokey and the Dad as well.
That was stupid. How the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
Noble really likes that one.
You win some, you lose some, but you live. You live to fight another day.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off. Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Let's see. Crispy. That's money. From the running backs right there. Dang, so you got four. Yeah, you got four of them. And I guess I get a little nervous about Moss. Like, I really do. Because I kind of feel like it's going to be Chase Brown. And, like, they're giving Chase Brown more first-team reps and stuff right now. I get nervous about Moss. They both should be like potential flex guys, but I feel like, you know, we're hoping one of them is like the main guy, and I just feel like it's going to be Chase. And then Dak and Rodgers. I mean, that's awesome. Then you got Watson for your bench.
Hello, ladies.
Yep. All right, Peter John Witherspoon. Back, 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 back. Right after we do Crispy's team, I'm going to show my favorite. My favorite part of my favorite episode of the Wayans Brothers. Man, Wayans Brothers, I mean, that was like one of my favorite shows, like growing up. Like when I was in seventh and eighth grade, that shit came on at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'd be, the bus, I think, came at like 6:45 or something like that. So I'd be up watching the Wayans Brothers like every single morning. Love that show, man. Nico, Debo, and Keenan Allen. That's not too shabby. Yeah, Derek said Wayne's Bros was that ish. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. It's bullshit how they didn't even get like a final episode or anything, right? Like, just come on, man. That show was way too good. WB did them dirty. Curtis Samuel. I like Curtis Samuel, but why are you taking the value out of him? Has he been getting drafted higher? I mean, he's been like a 13th, 14th, 15th round guy. Joker, Al-Shaair, Kendricks, Trenton Simpson, White, Milano. Yeah, I mean, this is a really good team, Crispy. It's an F. That's what it is. It's an F. Oh, man. But, No, this is a really good squad. I feel like this is like This might even be teetering on the B plus, like range here. Teetering on the B plus range. He said, do you drink? Are you having a little taste here and there? Do you drink? Yes, I drink. I just want a little taste. All right. Here we go. Who remembers this one? And I'm holding it tight. Bang, bang, bang. My love. You better run. You can meet me again. Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, that shit's so funny. Says my joint. Man, that shit is funny. And, man, see, they covered the trans. You know, the trans movement back in the day. Remember, one of the band members turned into a lady. And KPZ said, fuck it, grab my team from the sale draft. All right, let's get over there. Let me get that league pulled up here. What'd you think of the draft before I pull your team up? Because that was your first one, right? That you got in with us? Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. You better run. All right, let's see. What's your team, KPZ? Who are you over there? Yeah, is that Dale? Yeah, what team is yours, KPZ? Will said, my very first IDP offense only startup I had third, tried to trade up, but second I wanted guy one. He said, went with Priest Holmes and then Urlacher. I got Tomlinson. That's who I wanted. Mind blown. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, Zoo Crew. What up, Zoo Crew? Has the username been KPZ? Maybe what's throwing me off is the fucking is the profile picture, because the profile picture changed. Toyota One, no, the Marvel draft is more than likely not starting on Thursday. We still need to get everybody paid. But I think we're gonna start somewhere between August 1st and August 7th, somewhere in between there. So we got to get everybody paid though. Because there's some people slacking. All right, let's pull up Zoo Crew. Yeah, I was so confused for a second. All right, actually, let's zoom in. Yeah, I was talking about this during the draft, and how you went wild with the tight ends. So Laporta, Kelsey, and Pitts. Johnny said, Hush just realized two of his friends are one of his friends. Really, really could not remember. The KPZ was totally over my head. Totally over my head. And also because it's Zoo Crew, but it's like, man, you just got to get a Zoo Crew YouTube zoo. That's what you got to do. We got to get you on during the season more this year as well. And yeah, start coming on the live streams. And he said, yeah, my kid uses this one and changes the name for sure. So I'm saying you got to get one that's like not being used, like not being used by anyone. That one's just, yeah, it's KPZ's now. I won't say his name just in case. But yeah, see, okay. But I talked about how, I mean, I'm not huge on Caleb. I'll show, there was a video that I got. We'll share it. But either way, you got Mahomes to start it off, and fucking and the pass catchers. I mean, really, it's all around the tight ends, but you got three like dope tight ends that'll be like all your flexes. So like your wide receivers, DJ Moore, Worthy Allen. I mean, they're all right, but make me a little bit nervous. And then the Aaron Jones and Javonte, like that makes me like super nervous. That's where I would. I'm grading it down because of that. But Mahomes, Laporta, Kelsey, I mean Pitts, because it's tight end premium. I mean, I feel like all those things. I mean, those are raising the averages a lot. And Parsons, yep, Patrick Queen. I got to hit the drop because of you. She's a killer queen. Thibodeau, why'd you get Thibodeau so early? Feel like I want no parts of Thibodeau anymore, and I feel like maybe it's because I was hyping him up so much when he was a rookie and he hasn't like done shit, you know. I feel like I'm just completely off Thibodeau now. Quay Walker's nice, probably could have got him later though. Will Anderson's good too. Nick Bosa, peace out, Derek. We'll catch you later for mock draft Monday, 9 o'clock your time. Let's see. But yeah, I mean, I like it. It's def, but yeah, I mean, the running backs, they're bringing it down a little bit for sure. The wide receivers, the like just the wide receivers, they're bringing it down a little bit. But yeah, I mean, all in all, though, I mean, I like it. It's definitely at least a B. Might even be fringing higher than a B plus. I mean, then a B into a B plus. So I wanted Gibbs, but he went two picks before. Yeah. Right there to pickle in a jar. Yeah. I mean, Laporta and Kelsey's not bad, man. There's not too many teams that have the Laporta Kelsey tight end duo, but I know there's some people out there. I know I've seen it at least once or twice. Tina said, Brett, China versus USA volleyball is lit right now. Men's volleyball or women's volleyball? Men's volleyball or women's volleyball? I don't know if I could watch men's volleyball. And where was Toyota one? Said, can you grade in the 96? Let me go find it. And I posted all the drafts that are happening this week in all the leagues. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, Sunday. Those are the ones going down. Oh, the Nature Boy. Yeah, I think this was one. I don't think I was live for this one, huh? No, this was the last Saturday one. And Tina said, bro, you watch men's basketball. I really don't watch men's basketball anymore. Like, football, that's it. Like, man, men's basketball, rarely watch that anymore. I watched more WNBA games this year than I watched NBA games. That's a fact. I actually went to a WNBA game. And it wasn't because of how they looked. But for volleyball, volleyball is just different. And I said, just trying to do different shit than normal. and if it wasn't the Olympic, you wouldn't be watching men's volleyball right now either. There's Toyota one. All right. Tyreek Hill and AJ Brown. That's a nasty start to the wide receivers. Purdy and T-Law, solid. Kamara, Connor, Singletary, Mostert. Yeah, see, I feel like the Purdy T-Law, it's like a BB plus. Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, Smith, Kittle. I mean, I feel like it's, I gotta just give that an A. The running backs, though. Yeah, I mean, at least you got a bunch of them. Like, that's the only thing that's probably saving it and maybe making me want to make it like, it's probably like a B minus, I'd say. Still in the B range, though. Then the IDP, Mosley, Wilson, Lloyd, Devin White, Anal Zone. Nice. Solid. Solid. Yeah, that's either an A minus or a B plus, one of the two. Yeah, Giant said, look, my green circle's on, but I promise I'm not in the draft. That's funny. Yeah, I think anywhere you are on Sleeper, it'll show up. Medalist, Rap, Del Pitt. Who's some of your bench for offense? I mean, this is a really good team. This is a really good team. I feel like it is in the BB plus range. That's real solid. First four picks, real nice. And actually, even Devonta Smith, he's a nice pick. All right. I think one more bowl, and then it's going to be time to get up out of here. I got to go work on some sound drops right now. Oh, yeah. Let's get a bunch more sound drops on here. And because I already have a couple drops, I just haven't added them to the soundboard because I do have the Get in the Zone. I got that one. And then what's the other one that I have? What's the other one that I got? Oh, the goddamn Jets. The goddamn Jets. Classic. Because we're going to be talking about the Jets a lot. Tina said, bro, women's fencing got baddies. Just cutting you up. Uh-oh. Texan Stevie said, Danico Autry being suspended for 6 games for performance-enhancing drugs. What? All right. How about before this last bowl, we shout out our producers of the show. I don't want to get too high and forget. Shout out the main crew, the 420 crew, Patreon members, our all access members, our elite members, our superstar members, our ultimate members. We appreciate you guys. You guys are the shit. You guys are the reasons why we're able to do this show every single day. Salute. Will said, I'm watching 1 second of the Olympics. I never will again. However, I would like to tune into women's volleyball simply because of their athletic capabilities. Wink, wink.
Let's get it on.
Yeah. The Olympics doesn't get my juices flowing. Not really. It really doesn't. I'm ready for football. Tina said beach volleyball is tonight. Oh, man. Men or women's beach volleyball? So they have indoor volleyball and then what? 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 beach volleyball? Uh-oh. Ricky Purcell activated. There we go. Screw you, Texan Stevie. He said I can watch any sport as long as I know. They're the best doing it. No, you can't because you watch college and they're not the best doing it. Is it? LOL, you ask me men or women. Hey, we never know, Tino. Like you said, you can watch any sport. You might be okay watching men's volleyball. I don't know. I just like women's volleyball. I feel like I could be okay with that. But at least we have something nice to look at. And Tino said they're the best college players. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because it depends on what team you're watching. Depends on what team you're watching. Oh, man. But, yeah, that's funny. They are the best college players, though, huh? Can't do it. I just can't do it.
I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win. I
want people that want to win. Say who are better college players than the college players. I know I'm messing with you. I'm just saying, like, you know, not all college players on these college teams are created equal, because there's only going to be 2% of them that are actually going to translate to the next level. So whoever has more of those 2% people, those teams are always going to be better than those teams who have like 0% of players that are going to make it to the NFL. Because there will be a bunch of colleges who send zero players to the NFL draft. And Tino said, and that's called sports. I mean, it is, but it's like, it's with college football, there's such a wide range. Only one wins. Shit, not in college. How many bowl games do you have? How many fucking championships and all that? There's only one like grand champion. But yeah, all those bowl games and everything, you know, people need their participation trophies as well. It's college, you know. Teams got to feel like they won something. I think this was the first class Kush. Fire. Fire. Tino said bowl games are not winners. Those are marketing games. The Natty is the big game. I mean, of course, the national championship's the big game. But all those bowl games, they may be about marketing. People are winning something. They're winning something. It may be the Chick-fil-A bowl or something. I bet they win something from Chick-fil-A when they win that shit. And fuck Chick-fil-A. I don't even fuck with Chick-fil-A no more. Putting crack in our chicken sandwiches. Yeah, I can't do it anymore. I gotta get off that crack. I gotta go eat some real chicken, not some fake manufactured shit. The Chick-fil-A bowl will never be on Sunday either. Whew. This is a good one. Man, I fuck with the peeps at First Class Genetics. Those were the peeps who were throwing this show. First Class Genetics. Man, it was the shit. It was the shit. It was so fun. Wilson, I'm sick of the WNBA gaslighting the hell out of everyone saying that Brittany Griner is a woman. Said, give me a break. That dude's got a lower voice than Barry White. I mean, even when someone asked... it's funny, Brian Griner. It's fucking hilarious. When someone asked her a question, she was like, oh, so you guys are having a baby, you're gonna be a mom. And she was like, I'm gonna be a pops. Oh man. But I mean, is there a rule that says transgender men can't play in the WNBA? Maybe that's the key to the WNBA getting a little bit better. Get a couple smaller, newly turned women out there who can dunk. That'd be insane. That'd be insane. I wonder if there would be like fights out there like all the time. But yeah, Brian Griner. That's fucking hilarious. Lower voice than Barry White. Oh, man. Yeah, Asia Wilson's still better. Asia Wilson's about to three-peat in Vegas. I don't know if she's going to be able to repeat with the MVP. She's been killing it, though, stats-wise. her and the fuck's the point guard's name for the Aces, Plum. Man, she was killing it out there. She was dropping dimes like Caitlin Clark wishes she could shoot like her. All right. And finish this bowl and we get up out of here. We got mock draft Monday, 6 o'clock West Coast time. We're gonna get like 4 or 5 mock drafts in tonight. So you want to make sure that you are there so you can get the link to come join in. Yeah, they're always good. We can just knocking them out, getting these reps in. We're going to the gym to get up our threes. We're going to the batting cages. We're putting in our work. 30-second clock. So, yeah. All right. And we will see you guys there. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Y'all don't really want it now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.